We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the line now is news columnist from Inquirer.com, Mike Sielski. Hi, Mike.
Morning, Angelo. How are you?
Mike, I got to just start with this. Was it your idea or them to move you from sports to news?
It was people above me. I mean, let's face it, we have a pretty big sports department, and there are no sports going on right now. So, some of us got shifted around to kind of balance out coverage throughout the paper, and they came to me with this idea, and I was open to it, so here we are.
All right, Mike, you did it on Twitter. I would enjoy a column about the switch. Are you going to write a column about it?
I don't think so, no. I generally don't like to make columns about me, so I don't lead that interesting a life. So I'm going to transition in a new role and start writing about stuff that that doesn't have to do with sports, and, you know, I'm hoping that all of this – you know, we're able to kind of get going back towards normalcy relatively quickly. I think everybody hopes that. And when that happens, I'll be back writing about the Flyers and the Sixers and the Eagles and all that stuff.
Well, Mike's not going to like this conversation then because it's about him. I need to know. I'm sorry, Mike. You're a very bright guy, and it's fascinating because a lot of people now are being asked to do things that they're not necessarily as qualified for as what they normally do. When you were starting out in journalism, did you know it was going to be sports the whole time?
Yeah, I hoped it would be. And I got lucky and got a job right away covering high school sports and was able to work my way up from there. But, you know, I was never unopposed to the idea of not writing about sports. The opportunity, the kind of opportunity I would have wanted never really presented itself. And so I'm going to give this a shot and see how it goes You know, like I said, I hope everything returns to normal, you know, relatively quickly for everybody's sake.
When you were in the grad school at Columbia, did you tell them you wanted to go into sports?
Yeah, everybody knew that.
How'd they react?
It's interesting. A lot of positive, hey, you know, that's great, go for it. You always got some people who thought, oh, that's nice, and kind of patted you on the head like you were doing something that wasn't particularly serious or
beneath them.
Which,
no.
Yeah,
Mike.
A little bit, and that's okay. Like, at times I felt that way working in New York at the Wall Street Journal, too. When I left, one of the editors there was like, oh, we're so proud to be able to send one of our sports writers off to the Philadelphia Inquirer. And I thought, you know, if I covered Google, you wouldn't be reacting this way.
No. They hate when I told them, they said, keep it quiet. Don't say it to anyone, because they won't take you seriously at this school. So in all this time, so here's what I need to know. Did you ever, in any of the time you've been doing sports, and you've moved up the ladder very fast, Mike, because you're extremely talented and very smart, but did you ever wonder to yourself at any point, maybe I should try the news side?
Yeah, you know, I wondered it from the standpoint of storytelling. Because, and you and I have talked about this, like, I like, you know, the human interest, the human drama of sports. I admittedly don't get as interested or I don't pay as close attention to the stats or the, you know, who the backup left tackle is going to be. That doesn't turn my crank in the way, you know, writing about, for instance, the friendship between Keith Jones and Craig Berube would. The idea, you can do those kind of stories anywhere. And I thought that if there were ever a role that would allow me to do those kinds of stories, whether they were related to sports or not, I would be interested in that, and I'm hopeful that this role will allow me to do that.
All right, but here's where it gets fascinating to me, because in sports, you offer very strong opinions, and that's part of the job of a sports columnist. Are you going to be able to do that in news where you're not as firmly established as a news guy?
Well, I don't think in this role they particularly want me. My job isn't really to give strong opinions. You know, I mean, I could write a column here and there, but it might be, it's not going to be something where I'm weighing in on Mayor Kenny or the soda tax or something like that. I'll leave that to Eskin. But,
So you won't delve into that. Be more feature stuff, Mike?
Yeah, kind of more featurey kind of stuff, stuff away from like hard news and politics. You know, but again, I think you make a good point, Angelo. I mean, I know sports in and out. I don't necessarily want to write about the minutiae in the way some people do, but I know it well enough that I can weigh in on it. This job isn't going to quite be that.
Mike, is there any chance at all it's going to be permanent?
I mean, I think that depends on what happens with the outbreak. You know, I guess there's a scenario in which I enjoy, you know, the job so much that I don't want to go back, but I don't foresee that happening. Sports writing is what I've always wanted to do. It's all I have done, and I can't imagine not doing it. So I'm hopeful that once everything, like I said, gets back to the way things used to be, and hopefully it's quick and hopefully everybody's safe in that process, you know, then I'll be back to writing about sports.
I'm sorry, I can't wait that long. I have to ask you a sports thing right now, Mike.
Go for it.
The Sixers. They're taking money out of the little guy. They're the first team that's done this. They announced yesterday they're going to cut their salaries, 20% of people who make it over 70,000, and some percentage, they didn't say what, 50,000. People with salaries of 50,000 or more. Is that greed, since the guy that owns the team is a billionaire?
Well, I think Josh Harris's attitude is that everybody should sacrifice in these trying times, starting with his employees. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, look, I have family members who work for small businesses, and, you know, they're in situations where the people who own the businesses are doing okay, but the business itself is struggling. This is not one of those situations. I mean, the value of the Sixers has skyrocketed since Josh Harris bought that team. He stripped it down and gradually, you know, from a value standpoint, built it back up again. You know, he should not be doing this. This is ridiculous. I suppose he can, and it's his business. But, you know, this whole situation has thrown so much out of whack in terms of the way we go about doing things and the way we think about society, because it's the government and health experts telling people they have to stay home. This is not about laziness. This is not about, shouldn't be about trying to save a buck. This is, we're all in this together. And Josh Harris is basically saying, yeah, I'm not. And the people who work for me are. And it's bad on, I think, on every single level.
I'm already missing Mike as a sports columnist. Mike, one more though. All right?
There is a way Mike can write a column.
Yeah.
And keep it, you know, you compare what's going on with businesses to what the Sixers did.
All right, Mike will figure that part out. Mike, here's the other one, though, all right? Because we've really been batting this around for a couple of days. Three members of the Sixers organization have the coronavirus. Do those individuals or does anyone have a responsibility to say who it is so people that came in contact with them would be aware of the risk that they have been in, you know, the danger that they're facing? Does somebody need to identify these people?
I understand that sentiment. Boy, you're getting into medical privacy issues that I would imagine are really touchy. You know, I admire those people who have, you know, those celebrities who have said they have it. I think it's helpful. I think it informs behavior. I think when Rudy Gobert said that he had it and when Tom Hanks said that he had it, that raised everybody's antennae about it and said, okay, this is really freaking serious, and we need to take major steps. I'm not talking about the government and health officials. I'm talking about the general public. So in those regards, I think it would help if somebody said something. But, you know, I don't think you can force them to reveal that they have it. I will say this. You know, there's somebody in this whole thing who I really admire, and I'm going to say it publicly, and that's Keith Pompey, our Sixers beat reporter.
Right.
He thought he was feeling run down coming back from the road trip that the Sixers were on before – the season was shut down, and he self-quarantined for about a week just to be certain. Now, he didn't have it. It was just, you know, beat writer flu. He was, you know, scratchy throat, stuffy nose, that sort of thing. But, you know, that says something really good to me about who Keith is as a person and what he's thinking of and trying to do for other people. And, you know, you would hope the Sixers would think a little bit more along those lines just as a general principle.
I'm telling you, a crisis reveals a lot about people. Mike, looking forward to your work in news. Looking forward to you coming back to sports after that. Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Sielski, Inquirer.com. Guy is good. He can do it all. When we come back, we do have Howard Eskin coming up around 8:40.
Hope so. I haven't heard back from him yet.
We need Howard. We need you on to describe what's going on internally with the Sixers. Howard reporting, Al, that not all the Sixer owners are on the same page on the decision to take the money from the little guy. Mm. When we come back, who's on the hot seat? We got it early today, and we're going to have that for you when we come back. Here is your number. You will get on. I got Ben, Brandon, Tom, Butch, and Pete. You will get on. The number is 215-592-9494. Call it now. WIP Sports Tab 816.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.